USA Radio News.
A historic hearing has concluded on Capitol Hill. The Senate Judiciary Committee hearing testimony from both sides on the allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
But you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy.
A visibly angry Kavanaugh said that his family had been destroyed by the past 2 weeks of multiple allegations of sexual misconduct. Christine Blasey Ford said that the judge assaulted her while his friend Mark Judge egged him on.
The laughter, the uproarious laughter between the two, and they're having fun.
Senator Dick Durbin tried to get Kavanaugh to endorse an FBI investigation into the claims.
I welcome whatever the committee wants to do because I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do.
I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do, Judge.
I'm innocent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The government is going after Tesla CEO Elon Musk over tweets he made last month to investors about taking the company private.
We allege that Musk's statements were false and misleading because they lacked any basis in fact.
In his tweet, Musk said he was considering taking Tesla private at a price of $420.
At the time he made these statements, Musk had not secured funding for the proposed transaction.
The SEC complaint asks that Musk be removed as the CEO of Tesla. The North Carolina police chief in Gastonia, Robert Halton, said he was heartbroken over the discovery of a body believed to be that of a missing 6-year-old autistic boy.
I've lost a lot of sleep this week worrying about Maddox, but I've not lost any with what we were doing on our side. We were doing everything that we could, and I've never seen a larger response in my 32 years in this business.
Maddox Rich has been missing since he ran off while walking with his father in a park over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Two federal agencies are releasing economic reports, and USA's Chris Barnes has a look at the numbers.
In one, the nation's economy shown to be growing at the fastest rate in nearly 4 years. As the Commerce Department figures show, gross domestic product increased 4.2% during the year's second quarter. Economists say it sets the stage for a strong third quarter and growth better than 3% for all of 2018. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says 214,000 people filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, up 12,000 from the week before, but right in line with what analysts expected. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Kirk neared landfall in St. Lucia after passing over Barbados and bringing heavy rain to the region, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm was moving west-northwest at 14 miles per hour and had a maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour. The storm was expected to weaken and continue moving west-northwest, passing just south of Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the Dominican Republic as a tropical depression. Storm warnings were in effect for Barbados, St. Lucia, Dominica, Martinique, and Guadalupe, and tropical storm watches were in place for St. Vincent and Grenadines. The storm could dump up to 10 inches of rain across Martinique and Dominica. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.